Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, David. Hey, David, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. And I think that we can all agree that 2020 has been a very unprecedented year. This pandemic has changed our lives in so many different ways. And I know personally, I have felt exhausted at times, overly ambitious at others, and truly have been on a roller coaster of emotions. And I look ahead, even behind, at Thanksgiving and the upcoming holidays we have in the near future, and I feel another roller coaster of feelings coming on. And that is what our show is about today: quarantine fatigue, holiday stress, and tips for overcoming both of them. And I think many of us have been ordered to work from home, or we've lost our jobs and basically have had to change our daily routines. Some have gone back to their workplaces now, while others are still working from home while also assisting their children with virtual learning. And this really drastic and dramatic change in lifestyles has really caused shifts in the ups and downs of emotions and lack of motivation for people. So, David, if you don't mind me asking you, what is something that has changed in the past year for you because of this pandemic?
I actually moved out this past year. So what changed is having the ability to actually see family now, because for us, we like to have a big gathering of just cousins that we haven't seen in a while, family members that we haven't seen in a while, and just the ability not to do that anymore is kind of overall changing how we spend our holidays now.
Yes, and that is something that, while it is sometimes a holiday stressor, and we'll talk about that, is now the opposite. You know, people stress out because, oh my gosh, I got to see that one cousin or that one nephew or that one, you know, aunt that I just have never gotten along with. And now it's, I'm not seeing my family. What is something that you might have enjoyed over the past year?
Over the past year, actually focusing on reading and kind of, you know, mentally exercising my brain, because it's forcing you to kind of stay inside and, you know, think of other hobbies to do other than being outside or being in buildings outside of your home. So I've been doing a lot of reading, actually, and just kind of, you
know,
that's awesome. Exercising my brain, like I said. So
what's one of your favorite books that you've read?
Actually, let's see. There is one that I've read that I've really loved so far. It's, let's see if I can find it. But it's like Wild at Heart for men.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good book for kind of being a man and trying to understand what it means to be a man and kind of going over those obstacles per se.
I love that. You'll have to shoot me that, and I'll post it for our listeners, because I think those books and ideas are so great. That's how I've gotten a lot of my books this year. And I think sharing ideas is wonderful. So as mentioned earlier, and I think a lot of us are in the same page. I mean, it's like that saying goes, we're all in the same boat. And I think that analogy, if you've seen it out on any of the social media, we're not all in the same boat. We're on the same storm, because some of us have different boats and different capabilities to cope with the situation at hand. And I have always said, I've experienced a wide variety of emotions, really the ups and downs, the frustration, the loneliness, the determination, and really just the plain being tired. But what is it? You know, some are calling it quarantine fatigue, but what really is quarantine fatigue? And I think that looks very different from person to person. But overall, it's been defined as exhaustion associated with a new restrictive lifestyle that has been adopted due to this pandemic. And it's not just exhaustion. It's the feelings of anxiousness, loneliness, frustration. The list can go on and on that causes that exhaustion. And the big thing is, don't beat yourself up about it. The feelings you're having and everything associated with it is real. It's not your imagination. So many of our lives have been just turned upside down. We go from leaving the house and having a change of scenery to having our whole lives inside those same four walls. Now we are working, living, teaching, entertaining all in that same space with the same people. And it's truly not ideal. So let's look at the work from home situation. When the ideal working from home situation is not available, which is really not because many people weren't prepared for it, that can cause several issues such as a social isolation, a pressure to work more to dispel any employer's doubts that maybe you're not working, and it comes to blurring of boundaries. And that's the biggest issue, that blurred boundaries. And if you have worked with me or you've listened to earlier episodes, setting boundaries is essential for balance. You know, not having that balance leads to the work-family balance and conflict, specifically when negative emotions from work spill over into the family life and vice versa. You know, work-life balance, or how I like to even better call it is work-life alignment, is not new. And many have been struggling with leaving work at home. Leaving work at work and leaving home at home. However, think about this for a moment. In a traditional work setting, we have a fairly distinct transition from work to home, and that's the commute. I know personally the commute is really that useful break. It's that boundary between work and home or work and your next activity. And I always valued that time. It was turning off one part of my brain so that I could focus on the other part, right? Whether that was to blare the music, sing along like a fool, I'm that person in the car on the interstate that you pass that's jamming out, or call a friend, or quite frankly, even scream, or just be silent. It truly helped me transition and prepare myself for what was next. And not having that transition has been very harmful for many folks. You know, despite trying to create boundaries when working from home, this distinction between home roles and work roles is blurred not only for the worker, but for everybody else in the home. You know, many people that are in the home who also have children in the home, it might be difficult for the children to understand that these times or the, you know, spatial boundaries of their working parent. You know, now that many children are doing virtual learning, this has added to that stress. And personally, I cannot even imagine having to also teach my son during this time on top of everything else. You know, you wonder why people are tired? Just look at that. You know, fatigue has often been associated with physical outcomes beyond just being tired, right? That sleepiness. Fatigue is also the increasing inability to maintain a level of efficiency in a task while you're required to continue to complete that task. Your focus is just gone. You know, fatigue is normal in response to your daily work life, your home life, and fatigue is also a normal response to stress. But the inability to adapt is really dependent on that recovery between your shifts and that stress. So how do we recover between the shifts? How do we make time for these shifts? How do we overcome this quarantine fatigue? And that's what we're going to talk about in our next segment. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk tips to overcoming quarantine fatigue. And I'd love to hear from you too. What have you done to overcome quarantine fatigue? Send me an email through the show page or call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, ladies. Are you sick and tired of having a great idea and not knowing how to get that idea off the ground? The high-heeled go-givers are here. This community of highly dedicated women have locked arms in a purpose-driven mission to uplift and transform the lives of women throughout our communities. Don't forget to tune in to listen to them and me talk with you about not just how to survive, how to hit the ball out of the park.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. So last segment, we talked about quarantine fatigue and what and why it is real. Now let's get into how to overcome quarantine fatigue. If you have a tip that worked for you, please dial in at 1-800-930-2819 or send me a note through the show page. I would like to hear from our listeners what you have done to overcome quarantine fatigue. As we talked about earlier, there's no right way to feel right now. And however you may be feeling is valid in its own right. So what are some ways that we can keep ourselves moving forward during the time of uncertainty? One of the things that we can do is maintain a routine. And I know that kind of seems like an oxymoron when our lives have been turned upside down, but spending more time at home could really upend anyone's daily routine. And without structure, it's easy to squander good habits, but it's important to create new ones. You know, this can be difficult since our lives were just uprooted, but to keep the days from drifting, try doing the following things. Go to bed and wake up at the same time each day to help your body establish a rhythm. And yes, I even mean on weekends too. And that's good whether this is a pandemic or not. Just keeping your body in that routine. Start your day off right by eating a good breakfast, writing a to-do list, getting dressed for what's ahead, whether it's a work or a day of relaxation. You know, studies show you are more productive when you actually get up and you start your day like any other day. The longer that we kind of lounge around or don't get in the shower right away, the least productive we tend to be. For a routine, set up zones for work, sleep, and play. to prevent any of the living spaces from blending together. I know this is hard, especially right now when you have more people in the home than you're used to, and you know, and then during the daytime perhaps, but it goes for those kids in school time too. Have a designated area where they're doing their schoolwork and a designated area where they're relaxing, they're playing, they're sleeping. You know, this is why people say don't have TVs in the bedroom, don't have your workout stuff in your bedroom, that sort of thing, because you want to have those designated zones, those designated areas. And as we talked about earlier, leave the work at work. It's very important. When you're done for the day, shut down your work devices. If you work from home, perhaps shut down and walk out the door. Take a quick walk to air out your stressors. It helps you to actually leave your home office area. It's like your commute. You can pretend like that's what it is. So maintain a routine. Try the best you can. Next is stay on the move. More time at home can make it harder to get your steps in. And that's why I started really working on getting my Fitbit back, right? I wasn't wearing it for a while when we started working from home because my thought was, why do I need it? All honesty, I need it even more now because I am sitting all day. I'm not going from office to office. I'm not taking a walk during a break or a lunch hour. I'm sitting in the same four walls. So you want to stay on the move. You know, all the sitting can take a toll on your physical health. You're not stretching enough. You're not moving enough. If your only time that you're walking is from the kitchen table office to your couch or to your bed, it's really important to really focus that. You could pace during work calls. Play with your pet. Make regular exercise a part of that routine that we just established. You know, for me personally, even though, as you can hear the noises in the background, rescuing a dog did wonders to keep me moving, literally. He wants a walk first thing in the morning and later at night. And exercise doesn't just boost your physical health. It also helps your mood, your energy levels, and your overall well-being. You might not have access to those pre-pandemic resources like gym or gym equipment or team sports, but don't let that stop you. You know, there's so many ways that you can try online fitness programs. And many personal trainers who were in gym locations have now gone virtual. Reach out to see if they have online options. Next is practice mindfulness. While mindfulness may not feel like a normal practice to some, it is an extremely effective strategy that can help manage stress and actually change your brain. So what is mindfulness? It is being present, purposeful, and non-judgmental in the moment you're existing within. Now, over time, practicing mindfulness can activate and even strengthen connections in our brain, in our relationship, in our focus, and overall health. You know, breathing exercises are really a great way to practice mindfulness and can be done anywhere at any time for a quick pick-me-up and stress reliever. I've got two options to tell you about for breathing exercise. One option, and they're super simple, is count backwards from 10. Count very slowly to yourself from 10 down to 0. One number for each breath. When you get to 0, see how you're feeling. And if you're feeling better, great. If not, try it again. The next option is inhale, count to 4, exhale, count back to 1. So as you inhale, count very slowly up to 4. As you exhale, count slowly back down to 1. You can do this several times and you can really just feel yourself calming down. It really relaxes you and puts focus back on your task at hand. And these are very short exercises and again, can be done at anywhere at any time. The next tip, recharge through eating, sleeping, and exercise. So we talked about exercise a little bit more, and it all goes back to your routine, maintaining a routine. But proper nutrition, the exercising at least 30 minutes a day, and getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night have major effects on our mood and mental health, the immune system, your memory and concentration. So start putting those eating, sleeping, and exercises into your routine. If you have to schedule it, schedule it. You don't break doctor's appointments, don't break an appointment with yourself. Another way to really get over this quarantine fatigue is to connect with others. I know many of us have Zoom fatigue, speaking of fatigue, right? I mean, how many times that we can be on so many Zoom meetings. But while we may need to be physically distant from our friends and loved ones, we don't need to be socially distant. There has been so much research done that how happy and healthy you are is the quality of your relationships. So use this extra time to reach out to a friend you haven't spoken to in a while. Make family dinner really a fun event, right? Make it invest in those relationships around you. You know, things may be different, but that doesn't mean we need to disconnect. You may even find that this is a great opportunity to build new relationships or enhance old ones. One thing I started doing is something my wonderful mother used to do. Write a letter or a short note to someone. Pop that in the mail. I know I used to love it, as did my son, when we would get an unexpected letter in the mail from her. So while technology is great, besides picking up the phone to text or call or using Zoom, Skype, or social media, go old school. Mail somebody a letter. The smile on their face when they open it, you may not see it, but you'll hear about it. Next is shift your mindset. And that's really what everything that I'm talking about is, right? You can't reproduce those survival instincts that might have kicked in at the start of the virus outbreak. Really, that fear that made you change your thinking, change your patterns. But making smarter decisions involves rearranging how you perceive risk and reward so that safety precautions no longer seem dreadful. You know, fear and uncertainty is really no longer that motivation. So you need another source of inspiration. One question that you can ask yourself is, what's the reward I get for the choices that I make relative to what I'm giving up? Really, and again, I can't say it enough. All of these tips are about shifting your mindset. Look for the positives that have come out of all of this. They are there. Focus on those. We all know that when we put a magnifying glass on something, it becomes larger. So focusing on the negative will do just that. Enhance and magnify the issue. And last, but certainly not least, one other tip is be kind to yourself and others. COVID-19 has changed everyone's life in some way. So if you're feeling sad or anxious, that's completely normal. We're really all taking things day by day in our own way. And you should all do that too. Just remember to be kind to yourself, rest and recharge when you need to, and take steps to really support your emotional health. And remember, if you are doing well and adjusting to these ever-changing times, others may not be. We don't know what someone else is going through. So be kind, lend a helping hand or ear. This may also help you. Now, if you're not sure whether you're struggling with quarantine fatigue or something more serious that's interfering with your daily life, seek help. Talk to your personal doctor who can help you connect with the right type of care. So again, I'd love to hear what you all have done to overcome quarantine fatigue. Send me a message through the show page or feel free to call in. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. One of the things that I have done is started new hobbies, right? I'm trying something new. And while that may be hard because you can't go places or things are closed, there's so many things out there that you could try new, that you could try or start a new hobby or learn a new skill. I tried knitting or crocheting, and I know the person who told me this, if they're listening, they're going to say, you still don't know the difference. And yes, I'm sorry, I don't. I swore more than anything. So it wasn't a good hobby for me. I was lousy at it. I did, but I tried it, and it did take me, you know, a couple days. I tried and it gave me something to do. It wasn't for me. That's okay. I looked at something else. Much like you, David, I have read a lot, which I've always enjoyed, but I never had time. I felt like I never had the time to do it. So now it's been forced time. I have also been checking out a lot of more local areas because I'm around more. And that is something that I feel very personally good about because I can support our local businesses and the community I live in and really getting involved more in my local community. What is something new that you've tried, David, during this? I know we've talked about what you've enjoyed and you've been reading, but what is something different that you haven't tried before that you have tried?
at home workouts. for the life of me, I love being in the gym because it forces me to be in an atmosphere where people are working out, so I have nothing to do but work out. But at home, it was difficult for me in the past because, of course, my bed's there, the refrigerator's there, everything is at my beck and call, but now I have to be more strict at home workouts. So that's something that I've been slowly introducing to my life, and so far it's been okay. There's still an adjustment period, but I mean, it's still what do you call it? I'm still going at it better than before.
Yes. Yeah. And that's something too. You know, once we, you know, quote unquote, get back to normal, I'm hoping not to lose my morning routine because I quite enjoy it. I enjoy having the time to get up, to take the dog for a long walk, to do my workout. I have a mixed fitness bike. It's similar to a Peloton, and being able to do those biking or the other courses and programs that they have on it. And so it's those sort of things that there are things that I'm going to continue to do that I did not do pre-quarantine. So, you know, I'm really hoping that we have that. I did actually just get a message from somebody who wasn't going to call in, but they had said one of the things that they have done that's new because their refrigerator continues to talk to them during the day. She put a pig sound on her refrigerator. So every time she opens the door, it makes oinking sounds. And it has stopped her to going to the refrigerator unnecessarily because she continued to overeat. And that was causing her more stress and being more tired. So these are great things, folks. Please call in, send me a note through the page email, the show page, and we're happy to hear what you have done to overcome quarantine fatigue. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss holiday stress and really how it's going to can be more exacerbated by a quarantine. I'm Erica Gifford-Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Friends, this is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and this is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we are the creators of our own reality. During our journey, we will write our own life story and create our own personal resume. We all have been provided the freedom to choose what we want, choose how we feel, and choose how we respond to events and circumstances. This brings an inspirational quote to mind. If you can dream it, you can do it. Mr. Walt Disney. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, creativity, and of course, your freedom of choice. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truths, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. During the last two segments, we discussed quarantine fatigue and tips to overcome it. Now, let's add in the holidays. Oh my, now that is more stress. David, do you experience holiday stress or know anyone who does?
Well, for me, it's holiday stress on my wallet.
Yes, absolutely. And that is one of the big stressors during the holiday, right? Or following the holiday if you get those credit card bills. You know, how about all of you out there? Do your shoulders instantly tense up with the thought of the hustle and bustle of the holiday season? I know I do. That's the one thing that really led me to doing more Amazon shopping or online shopping, is because sometimes people are so rude when you're out and about. Or how about, does your heart skip a beat when you think about spending the entire day with your extended family during the most wonderful time of the year? Or does the thought of revolving balance on your credit card, like David, from overspending keep you up at night? So if you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. You know, money and family responsibilities are some of the top sources of stress in America, especially around the holidays. And with the pandemic, it seems the stress is even more so because now we may not see our loved ones, or we may worry about how we make it special, or are upset that we cannot do all the traditions we once did. And holiday stress can affect anyone. From those who say, I hate the holidays, it can affect them. It can really even affect children. And that's something that we can't overlook. You know, there are a lot of expectations around the holidays. Many people associate the holidays with social gatherings, rituals, traditions, and happy memories. And these expectations can lead to stress. You know, it can quickly become overwhelming to make every meal award worthy or Pinterest worthy, right? Or every wrapped gift to look perfect. Finding the time to attend every party or feeling like you haven't been invited to enough parties can even cause stress. And now, not being able to gather? Let's throw in some even more stressful times. You know, when you add up all of this, you add the financial burden, the potential inability to travel, and visiting with family members, all that stress can start to pile up. That doesn't sound very helpful, right? But really, holiday stress now, I think it's a new high. You know, there's also that desire to cram in every tradition and event to make sure each day is memorable. The holidays can also be a difficult time of year for people who have lost friends and family members. The memory of that loss can add to this, to those other sources of stress, and hurt even more during the holidays. There are many simple ways to deal with holiday stress, but first you need to understand your stress triggers. Just like anything, right? Any emotional response that you have to something, there's something that triggers it. So what are they? You know, do certain situations cause you to feel stress? Even the thought of them, not even actually attending them or doing them, the thought of them, do they cause stress? No, they could include something like family gatherings. Are you somebody who's maybe more of an introvert, and going to either family gathering or work gathering have you stressed out? Now it's maybe not being able to have that, right? The being away from loved ones, whether you are away because, for example, in my son's case, he's stationed overseas, so he's away from loved ones. Or it's nobody can gather because you've got restrictions in your state or your county or whatever it might be. How about the over-commercialization, right? The stressful of making it better than last year, or the look at how wonderful all those things look on people's Facebook or Instagram posts. No, what is that? Is it the over-commercialization? Where are we with that? Or is it a situation where you're over-committing? You're committing to do too much for people. Or the financial worries, like we talked about earlier. Are you spending too much to make up because you can't gather for family? Or you need to keep up with the Joneses? Do you have those unrealistic or too high of expectations? And I know that can be a lot of things that we put on ourselves. Many of these items are what we put on ourselves. Are we setting expectations too high? I'm not saying lowering the bar. Don't get me wrong. I think we should always have high expectations and not limit ourselves. However, we can also set ourselves up for disaster. Another certain situation that might cause you stress is breaking healthy habits. So know what your triggers are. Really examine yourself within and see what is causing stress. You might not realize it right away, or it might not be something you're doing at the moment. And sometimes it's just the buildup. It's like that saying goes, hold on, let me overthink this. Sometimes just the stress of thinking about it and thinking what if causes that. But when you feel stressed, pause. Take that breath, do those breathing exercises we talked about in the earlier segment, and realize, is it the activity you're doing at the time, or is it the upcoming thought of it? So change is difficult for most people, especially when you didn't ask for or even expect these changes. But that doesn't mean that the holidays are destined to be a disappointment this year. There are plenty of ways to cope with tough feelings you're having while still enjoying the holidays. Different doesn't mean bad. I said it earlier. I will definitely say it again. Different doesn't mean bad. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will get into tips and tricks to overcoming holiday stress. But do you have a tip? Shoot me a message through the show page or call in now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group today.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay or check out old archived podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Over the last three segments, we've talked about quarantine fatigue and holiday stress. And really, while these tips to overcome holiday stress are similar to quarantine fatigue, they are really good for any sort of stress. Like when your dog wants to act up when you're trying to do a live show right now. But there are some of the tips that can truly be utilized at any time you're feeling stressed. But if you have an idea, feel free to call in for the next few minutes. That's at 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to hear from you. So what are some tips to overcoming the holiday stress? I think one of the big things is identify how you're feeling. Figuring out your emotions about the upcoming holidays can make things feel less overwhelming. Most people are feeling a lot of different ways all at once right now, which is hard for our brains to process and understand. You know, this year has been a difficult year for so many reasons. That means some of your distress is likely related to things other than the holidays. It is completely normal for you to be feeling a bit more emotional than usual right now. You know, take some time to sort out your emotions in whatever way is most productive for you. You can journal, talk to a friend, or just spend some quiet time alone thinking. Once you have a better idea of the specific feelings you're experiencing, you can start making plans to cope with them. So really identify how you're feeling. Next, acknowledge what you've lost. So while the holidays are mainly about thankfulness and celebration, this can also be a really hard time of year, even during normal circumstances. If you're missing a loved one, think of ways to honor them during your festivities and during the holidays in general. If you've lost a job or had to drop out of school, take time to recognize the challenges that came with that. Even if you haven't lost anything concrete, we've all lost our sense of normalcy this year. It's okay to grieve that during this time. So acknowledge what you've lost, and that's more than just a loved one. It could be your routine. It could be your friends. It could be your relationships. It could be, like I said, just that sense of normalcy. Acknowledge what you've lost. Next, make the most of it. It's like we talked about earlier, when you shine and you put a magnifying glass on something, it makes it bigger. So in this case, make the most of it. There is no denying that things will be different this year, but holidays don't need to be canceled or really even minimized. There'll be something that you can't do right now, but there are surely some things you can. That's why you create new traditions. Traditions start someplace, so why can't you create a new one? Now, honestly, for me, the last several years have been hard after my father died and my mom was sick. Christmas was just not the same. You know, they knew how to do holidays. You know, that is where we went when we couldn't, right? My son and I, that's where we went every holiday. We went to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Easter, for 4th of July, you name it, that's where we went. But when my son and I had to create new traditions, it wasn't so bad. It was fun and it was ours. And now I'm there again. My son is in the Marine Corps, as I mentioned, he's stationed overseas. Now it's time for me to make new traditions again, and I shall make the most of it. So we can't gather? What about a virtual ugly sweater party? I'm doing one this Wednesday. What about a specialty drink off? Who has the best name and the best recipe of a drink? Are we talking Santa Claus? Are we talking, you know, rockin' reindeer? No one is driving, it's all virtual, so that's a bonus, right? How about a holiday scavenger hunt? Walk around your neighborhood and find 10 Santas, 5 lit trees, 3 reindeers, 2 penguins. The list can go on and on. You can even do this virtually. Send out the list to your family and friends and have them take pictures. First one to get them all wins. There are new things that you can do. You create new traditions. You look for fun events that will keep your family entertained as well as you. You're getting outside, which will boost your energy. You're getting some exercise, which will boost your endorphins, right? There's essentially, for the things you can't do, you want to brainstorm how to adapt them for the COVID times. I have said it a couple times already in this episode, but I'm going to say it again. Different doesn't mean bad. Different may just surprise you. Next, don't romanticize your typical holiday plans. Remember that while your holiday season may normally be full of excitement and joy, it can also be a time of high stress, right? We talked about that earlier. The long days of travel, the endless to-do lists, dinners with that one family member you don't get along with all that well. Even though you may be giving up some of your favorite things about the holidays this year, you're probably leaving some stressors behind too. You don't need to be happy about this. Sometimes the chaos is the fun part, but be careful not to distort the situation and make it seem worse than it really is. Many times we remember what we want to remember and glamorize what holidays used to be. So don't romanticize your typical holiday plans. It's that setting that realistic expectation again. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a major focus this time of year. And while it may seem harder to find things to appreciate, there is still plenty to be thankful for. Make a conscious effort to regularly identify some things that you're grateful for. It can be something as broad as your health or something as specific as your favorite song playing on the radio the last time you got in the car. Change is hard, but it isn't always bad. There are still ways to celebrate the season with your loved ones. Even if you must give up some of your favorite traditions, find creative ways to adapt. That gratitude will go a long way. They even may add more meaning to your holiday season. And practicing gratitude helps us remember the reason for the season. So how do we do all this? We want to begin planning now. So you want to plan ahead. Create an action plan can help to relieve that stress. Write down all the things you need or want to do so that you can prioritize the things that are most important to you. You will also be less likely to forget something that if you have it on a list. I love lists. You can check them off. How do you also plan? Put yourself first. Yes, it is the season for giving, but don't forget about yourself. Taking care of yourself will improve your mood and make it easier for you to take care of others. Set aside some time to do things you enjoy. Find time to exercise, get a few minutes of fresh air, or just have some alone time. And don't forget the importance of a regular good night's sleep. So putting yourself first isn't selfish. It's self-care, and it's necessary for you to do all the things that you do for everybody else. Keep those finances in check. Believe me, it helps relieve stress. If you're worried about your spending and how it will affect you after the holidays are all over, really be realistic about what you can afford to spend. The sentiment behind a gift is more important than the cost. We say this a lot. Sometimes people don't really believe it, but it's truly important. The sentiment behind a gift is so much more important than the cost. Create a budget and stick to it. Spend only what you can afford, and you don't have the ability to spend anything. Bake a treat or offer your talents and time to your friends and loved ones. One more thing to do, honor loved ones you've lost. It may be difficult to celebrate the holiday season if you've lost someone dear to you or distance makes it difficult to spend time together. Really spend these holiday season reflecting on special memories and how you will honor the person you lost by doing something meaningful in their honor. My mother passed away 3 years ago tomorrow. And that first season, we started something new. She was a big volunteer. She volunteered at everything for as long as I can remember. So my son and I, the first year after she died, just a few weeks after, we started doing Salvation Army and on Christmas Day. We would go and volunteer our time down at the Salvation Army for their great American Feast, I believe is what they called it. So do something in their honor, right? When you can help somebody else in need, you would be amazed at how that lifts your spirit. Indulge in moderation, right? And that's not just about finances. Indulge in food and drink that you may only have once a year. But don't forget the importance of healthy eating as well. So a glass of eggnog or 5 sugar cookies for breakfast isn't going to completely derail your eating plan. I mean, I really hope not, because I may or may not have had a hot chocolate bomb with my coffee this morning, but it's not a realistic way to eat every day during the holidays. Not only will it leave you feeling ill, but also the pounds will quickly sneak up on you. So everything in moderation is key this time of year. Don't be afraid to say no. And that goes in every aspect of your life. It's okay to say no. And the more you say it, the easier it gets. Say yes to the events and things that you know will bring you joy, but say no to the obligations that you know will cause you heartache and disappointment. Many times you go to something you don't really want to go to out of a sense of obligation or I should, and that leaves you crabby. You're probably not in the best state when you're at this event. You're probably being resentful, and it will show. But if you're working a few extra hours of overtime will make you happy so you can treat a loved one to a special gift or put towards the after holiday bills, do it. But if your neighbor that you're not too fond of invites you to a holiday party, feel free to decline. You'll be happy that you did. Remember, we are going through some different times, but we can help each other. We can move forward. Acknowledge your feelings and where you are at. And one last final tip for whenever you are having a hard time, quarantine or holidays or anytime. Your best effort today isn't always going to look like your best effort did yesterday or the day before or the year before. Just keep showing up. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in to the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have some holiday tips, stress-free tips, and quarantine fatigue, how to overcome, please message me. Let me hear them. I will share them with all of our listeners. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? One that is balanced mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to its fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Go to services and then The Rooted Life to learn more about the 12-week series. To register or to get that free Empower Hour, that's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in today. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.